This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hello, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, places, and ideas from around the world. Today, we'll be learning about one of the great world explorers in history, the quite extraordinary Ibn Battuta. Now, Ibn Battuta was from Morocco, that's in the north of Africa. His travels are filled with jaw-dropping adventures and wow-inducing surprises. And best of all, he recorded all of his explorations in a book called The Reeler. Or did he? We'll talk about that a little bit later in the podcast. For now, sit back on your squeaky plastic classroom chair or on the carpet you're sitting on and really hope it gets vacuumed more than it looks, and enjoy the splendid tale of the great Ibn Battuta. So, let's take things all the way back to the start, shall we, and find out where and when Ibn Battuta was born. Now, when he was born, his full name was actually Abu Abdullah Muhammad Ibn Battuta, but he went by Ibn Battuta. And he was born on the 25th of February in 1304. He was Muslim and grew up in Tangier in Morocco. He is remembered as a man of learning and also as a traveller. The family he was born into were traditionally legal specialists, judges and lawyers, jobs like that. And so Ibn Battuta himself was educated in Islamic law. Now, at the age of 21, he set out on a journey that should have only taken 16 months. But instead, Ibn Battuta did not return home for 30 years. He faced extraordinary dangers on his travels. He visited distant lands and saw the greatest wonders of humankind. Now, at the start of his journey, Ibn Battuta set out from his home in Morocco to make a pilgrimage to a place called Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Now, this pilgrimage is called the Hajj, and one that every Muslim was expected to make once in their lifetime. Now, as he travelled, he usually joined a caravan. That'd be a group of wagons and camels and horses all travelling together. Now, this meant that he was part of a larger group, and so there was safety from bandits and robbers. Now, on the way to Mecca, he visited a number of famous and important cities, including Jerusalem, Cairo, and Damascus, where he spent Ramadan. Now, that's a special month in the Islamic calendar when Muslims fast, and that means they don't eat or drink from sunrise to sunset. Now, Ramadan lasts for about 30 days. Soon afterwards, he reached Mecca, and so completed his pilgrimage. Now, that's where Ibn Battuta's adventures should have ended. But instead, his adventures had only just begun, for his curious mind had been opened up to the wonders of the world, and he wanted more. After leaving Mecca, Ibn Battuta first visited several other important cities, but this time on the Silk Road, in places like Iraq and Persia. These cities included places like Baghdad. Now, the Silk Road was a vast trade route that basically connected Europe with China, and every year traders would risk their lives on this long and treacherous road across deserts and over high mountain passes. Now, after that, he then travelled down the east coast of Africa, visiting Somalia and Tanzania, before returning to Mecca once more. Now, upon leaving Mecca for the second time, Ibn Battuta visited Turkey and the famous city of Constantinople. That was the capital of what remained of the Roman Empire. Now, by that time, though, the Roman Empire was finally starting to crumble, and the city was alive with tension and intrigue. But not one for staying put for very long, Ibn Battuta next made his way to India, and there he worked for the Sultan of Delhi as a judge for 6 long years. Now, the Sultan of Delhi made it very difficult for Ibn Battuta to leave, so when a group of travellers from China arrived, they asked for Ibn Battuta's help to build a Buddhist temple in China. He agreed and left with them. Now, on the journey, bandits attacked the travellers. Ibn Battuta was robbed and nearly lost his life. Ibn Battuta finally reached China, however, and there he lived for 1 year Now, this marked the furthest from home he would reach on his travels. During his time in China, he saw many wonders. He visited the Great Wall of China, the Grand Canal, and he even met the ruthless Mongol Khan, who ruled China at that time. That was a great privilege indeed. He also visited Southeast Asia, including places like Indonesia and Malaysia. Now, at this stage, Ibn Battuta finally decided, after so many years exploring the world, it was time to return home to Morocco. On the way back, he travelled far and wide through regions torn apart by war. But he also visited the Maldives, that's a group of islands, but he was appalled by the way the women dressed. He kept going though, and he finally reached Damascus, where he sadly learnt that his father had died 15 years earlier. Bereft by sadness, he then visited Mecca once more, but promptly fled the Middle East as the Black Death was ravaging the land. And remember, that was the deadly disease spread by fleas and rats that killed roughly 50% of the population of Europe alone. So, broken-hearted by the death of his father, he travelled onwards once more. First, he visited the island of Sardinia. Here he learnt that his mother had also just died. With a heavy heart, he then travelled to Spain, then onto the famous city of Timbuktu in the heart of Africa. Now, Timbuktu was a city located in the deserts of Mali. Now, at the time of Ibn Battuta, it was a centre of Islamic religious study in Africa, a very important place. Now, at the age of 50, Ibn Battuta finally returned to Morocco, having travelled further than any other individual in history. He had left when he was 21. Now, little is known about the rest of his life. We know he worked as a judge and died at the age of either 64 or 65. No one knows for sure. Ibn Battuta didn't keep a journal during his travels, but he did recount his adventures to a man called Ibn Juzai. He was a scholar that he'd met years before. And Ibn Juzai recorded all of Ibn Battuta's extraordinary adventures in a famous book called The Reeler. That's a word that means the travels. Now, some critics argue that parts of The Reeler are not true, and that Ibn Battuta pretended stories he heard from other travellers were actually his own. Now, whatever the truth, there is no doubt that Ibn Battuta travelled far and wide, and that The Reeler clearly describes how Islam was spread around the world in the greatest detail possible. But sadly, that is the end of the tale of the great explorer Ibn Battuta, and the end of today's podcast. What did you think of Ibn Battuta's adventures? Pretty amazing, hey? What was your favourite bit? And do you really think he did everything he said he did? Well, that's really for you to decide. Now, I'll leave you with a famous quote Ibn Battuta said on the day he set out on his extraordinary 30-year adventure. He said, "I set out alone, having neither fellow traveller in whose companionship I might find cheer. My parents, being yet in the bonds of life, it weighed sorely upon me to part from them, and both they and I were afflicted with sorrow at this separation." Thanks everyone for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot, and catch you next time.